So let's review. Before returning to our discussion from the previous daf about whether an excessive restraint is considered a masur with regard to Shvisa's behema, the Gemara discusses the concern that an afser, a halter, which is used to lead the animal, must be attached in a way that there is no concern that it will fall off and be carried dalet ames in Rosh Hashanah. If the owner drills holes between the animal's horns to attach the afser, it is certainly not a problem because it will never fall off. If the afser is tachav la bezikna, connected to the beard of a goat, the Gemara is not sure if there should be a concern, zimnen derafe v'nafel, that it will come loose and fall off, or kiven de imantach la koyev loy asi lentucha, since if the animal were to try to get out of it, it would hurt, there is no concern that it will try to get out of it. And returning to the discussion of an excessive restraint on an animal, the Gemara tells us that this shaila is also machloik is Rav Shmuel, regarding that which the Mishnah later in Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis says, the loybrit sua shebein karneh, a cow may not go out with a strap between its horns. Rav says, bein lanoi, bein l'shamer asu. The strap is forbidden regardless whether it's for decoration, because cows do not typically wear these straps for decoration, or if it's to control the animal, because a cow does not need to be restrained at all. Therefore, the strap is considered to be a masa. Shmuel says, lanoi asu l'shamer mutter. It is permitted to be worn for the purpose of controlling the cow, because Shmuel said halacha kechananya that kol niterusi sirusa loy mina masahu, an excessive restraint is not a burden. The Gemara questions Rav's opinion that a strap in a cow is a masahu from a brisa regarding parah aduma, which teaches that kosher balea b'moiseira kashera. The parah aduma would still be kosher for use even if it had a strap. Now the pasuk tells us that one of the qualifications of a parah aduma is that ashaloi olo la oil. It never had a burden. According to Rav, this paraduma should be invalid. Obviously, the Braisa holds that a strap is not a burden. The Gemara answers by qualifying Rav's ruling that under certain conditions, it is appropriate to use a strap to control the cow. As Rashi explains, v'lam niterusi seirusahu elo urchehu. In these circumstances, it's not considered excessive and therefore permitted. 1. Amar baye b'malicha me'ir le'ir. Although a strap is generally excessive for a cow, however, when bringing it from city to city, it may be necessary. And that is the case that the Braisa Paradum is talking about. 2. Rava Amar Shani Para de Dome Yikaran. Although a strap in a cow is normally excessive, the Paradum is so valuable that a strap is a very reasonable way to protect it. 3. Ravin Amar Bimayredis. Maybe the Paradum in question is an unusually rebellious animal that needs a strap. The Gemara next refers to the continuation of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. V'sus b'shir, and the horse may go out with a collar. V'chol bali hashir yitzim b'shir b'nimshachin b'shir, and all animals that generally wear a collar may go out with a collar and be pulled by a collar. An explanation of the Mishnah, the Gemara records a machloikus amiron. Rav Huna holds that o yitzim kruchin o nimshachin, the horse can go out with the leash even if it is wrapped around the animal's neck in such a way that it is not used to pull it, since it is a normal decorative piece for a horse, and of course, if it can be pulled by it. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds, Yoitzin nimshachin ve'en yoitzin kruchin. The horse can only go out with the leash if it can be pulled by the leash and not if the leash is wrapped around the neck. The Gemara tests that the mules of Rebbe would go out with their halters wrapped around their necks. The Gemara continues with the next statement of the Mishnah. Umazna leyin v'toyv l'mukayman. You can sprinkle paradima waters and toyv the animal collars while they're still on the animals. The Gemara makes 2 points about this line. First, how can the collars become tameh at all if the Mishnah in Kalim states, Tabas Adam Temeya, V'tabas Behemah V'Kalim B'Shar Kol Tabois Tahiris? Only rings of people are tameh, not of animals or utensils. The Gemara gives 2 answers. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Beboin Minei Adam L'Nei Behemah. The Mishnah is speaking about collars that used to be for people and were changed into animal collars, so they could have contracted tameh while being used by people. Rav Yosef Amar, Hoyil V'Adam Meishich Behemes HaBehemah. Even though the animal wears the collar, people use the collar. Therefore, the collar is considered a utensil of a person and is susceptible to tumah. Second, the Gemara questions how the collar can be immersed with the ring still in the collar. Isn't this the problem of chatzitza? Amar Reb Ami Bishurischan. We are speaking about a case where he hammered out the hole large enough that the ring does not fit so snugly into the collar and water gets to it. The Gemara points out that the fact that you hammer it out does not make it lose any previous tumah, because this is a shinu maisa l'sakin, an action that improves the item, and only a shinu maisa l'kalkal takes away tumah. Or we can be speaking about mukhulalin, collars that have wide holes to begin with, and the water can get through. Since we discussed the topic of the rings of the halter and collar becoming tummy, the Gemara mentions two statements of Rebbe Elazar. First, Rebbe Elazar says that the idea, shecholken bein tabas letabas, that the halacha distinguishes between different types of rings, is only regarding Hilcha Shabbos, as the Gemara discusses in the next parak regarding tachshite nashim. However, regarding Hilchas Tumah, dava da'achasi, all rings are treated the same. The Gemara clarifies that this is a much more limited statement than it sounds. It means that all rings used by people, not by animals, on their finger, but not those used with clothes, and entirely of metal, no alma component, are treated the same in Hilchas Tumah. Second, Rebbe Elazar says that in regards to Hilchas Tumah, all needles are the same. This is also much more limited than it sounds. Only complete needles, not missing any parts, that are polished, not rusty, are all halachically the same.